time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we jump into our exceedingly great interview, because that is what it's going to be today. It's going to be so much fun. But before we get into that, let's set the tone like we always do with a little bit of live music. This is In the Garden, and I'm very excited, especially for this show, because this song is led out by Jana Bell, and this is from a group that I'm a part of called For Change. So sit back and enjoy. Everyone, my name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I hope you enjoyed In the Garden that was led out by Jana Bell. The group is called For Change. It's a group that I'm a part of. Well, everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org. Get all of the great information about Love Ministries. We are in the middle of our Christmas programming. We're doing exciting things every week. And you can join us. Your young people can join us, and you can also volunteer with us. So go to loveministriesbuilds.org. Well, I'm very excited about our interview for today because we actually have our good friend of the show, Jana Bell, in here.
Hey, it's me.
Welcome back, Jana. It's been a while.
Yes, I'm so glad. I thought maybe you didn't want me back.
Oh, my goodness.
So see,
you have
I'm
been
excited.
So busy. You have been so busy. We are just talking about how we are hustling. I mean, like, literally going from one thing to the next. So thank you for making time in your busy schedule, my queen, Jana Bell, to join Every Heart, Every Woman radio show.
Well, listen, I'm more excited because, of course, I love being on the show.
Yes.
But not only do we have our moms, we have the founder of Love Ministries.
Yes, we do. We do. We have Myra Jones joining us. My mom, Myra Jones. Welcome, Myra.
Hey, thank Mama you. Jones. Thank you. It's great to be here.
I like having Myra on the show because I get to say Myra instead of mom, and nobody gets popped in the face. Look at here.
Not
that's hilarious.
And so we also have another treat. If that wasn't enough, we have Jenna Bell's mom joining us for the first time, James Bell. Welcome, James.
Thank you, Carla, and I'm so excited to be here.
Wonderful.
Thank you for bringing me, yes. And especially along with your mom.
Yes. So we're going to have a great time. You see why I say it's going to be exceedingly great today. So, Jenna, we got together and we were kind of discussing what was coming up. We wanted to do a Christmas show, and so we thought this will only be better by adding James and Myra to join us to talk about Christmas traditions, to talk about family, to talk about food, to talk about gathering, to talk about loss, because that's a huge loss is a huge part of the holidays that we forget that it's not bubblegum for everybody. You know, some people are going to this season with, I'm just kind of feeling down. So we want to encourage everyone. We want to really get into the nuts and bolts of the holiday season. So we're very excited. And so the first thing I want to do, you're looking, is there something else you wanted to do for? Okay. So the first thing I wanted to do was to say that all of us are at different stages in our lives. Jana, James, Myra, we're all at different stages of our lives, and our lives look differently. Our homes look differently. So I want us to go around and share some thoughts about Christmas from your own stage, from the stage of life where you're in right now. Jana, did you want to start?
Sure. Well, of course, I love Christmas. I think about Christmas. I think about growing up. And the first thing we think about is that excitement, that expectation, mm-hmm. those gifts when we're kids. Yeah. Like, I think, and I guess mom can tell us, but I think that was probably the only night of the year that I went to bed early.
Okay.
No fight. Yeah. Just I went to bed. Nobody had to ask. I was in the bed probably at 7 o'clock because mm-hmm. I was ready to wake up and get some gifts.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course I love holidays and being saved and growing up and now really understanding the meaning of Christmas, that it's not just about gifts, but, you know, we're celebrating the fact that our Savior was born, came to the earth to rescue us, basically. Mm-hmm. So the holiday time is amazing. But as you spoke about being in different seasons, here I am 43 and thought all my life that by now I would have kids, maybe a grandchild, or, you know, and just doing things differently. And I'm thinking about there's probably a woman out there that feels, oh my goodness, I'm single, I'm in my 40s, what's going on? It's the holidays. But I want to say to that woman, be encouraged. There's nothing wrong with being single. Mm-hmm. You know, enjoy your life. Do life with other people. Have fun. Still celebrate. You're still amazing. You're still qualified. God is still in love with you. Mm-hmm. You're still beautiful. Have fun. Still celebrate this stage in your life.
Yeah. Wonderful. 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 That's a good message. That's a good message. Let's jump to you, Myra. Speak to the women and share your thoughts about the holidays from the season you're in life.
Okay. I'm Myra, as Carla has so wonderfully called me. Yes, at my age, I'm a grandmom. I have 4 grandchildren, and Christmas is it takes on a different tone mm-hmm. at this stage in life. When Carla and her brothers were young, we looked forward to giving gifts and sharing the true meaning of Christmas, right. which was about Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I heard on one of her shows that I heard my oldest son say he just got tired of waiting to get into his gifts mm-hmm. because we took them to church first. We went to early That's service. True. And then I took them around to some of the elder members who didn't have anyone yes. to give them gifts. And finally, we would go home and they would get to open their gifts. Mm-hmm. So he said that was torture. But anyway, at this point in life, we look forward to grandchildren and sharing with them. And for myself, I also look to share with other people, mm-hmm. other children, and helping them to understand the true meaning mm-hmm. of Christmas. Yes. It's not all about Christmas trees and gifts. That's a big part of it. But mostly making sure they know that we celebrate it because of our Lord and Savior,
yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yeah.
And so at my stage, am I supposed to tell my age?
You can tell your age if you want
it's to. Up to you.
Or if I don't want to, I don't have.
That's right.
I mean, the people need to know that you fly at your age. I'm not saying it's a bad age, but you know, but you don't have to. I think Carla and Jana want me to share my age. So I am 71, mm-hmm. and we've been at this for a while, but I look at the scripture that says, the righteous will flourish, mm-hmm. and even in old age, they will still bear fruit.
Yes.
So I look forward to continually bearing fruit.
That is wonderful.
And I think that's what women at my age can do.
Amen.
I mean, and people go to the Instagram page. Mm-hmm. Take a look at our picture of our moms.
Yes.
These fly women do not look 70.
Yes.
And that's why I say
you would never
it's
guess.
Okay to say it because people know you don't have to be broke down and curled over and looking a mess.
Right.
You can still be gorgeous and mm-hmm. fly and mm-hmm. look amazing at 70. I get excited. That's why I tell how old I am.
Right.
Because I'm like, you should know.
Right.
Yeah. You can look good. At your age.
And you can line dance.
So because you and Dad, we've talked about this on the show. You all have picked up line dancing really after you retired. You picked up line dancing and y'all they line dance every day. Sometimes they have two gigs per day.
Really?
Yes. Yes. And so when I go and jump in to line dance, it wins me. I'm like, this is too much. When is the break?
It wins me watching them line dance. Thinking about it right now, I'm like, woo, hold on, let's take a break. So God bless you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. So
God
still
is
doing
good.
Life and flourishing.
Yes, he is.
That is wonderful.
Very good.
Okay. So Miss James Bell, you share with our listeners from your stage of life. What are your thoughts about Christmas and the holiday season?
Okay. First, I'm going to go ahead and tell my age.
Okay.
Let's get that over with.
Okay.
I'm 75.
You cannot tell.
You cannot.
You cannot tell at all.
Yeah. People never believe me when I tell them, mom is 75.
But I cannot tell.
Well, thank you.
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a blessing to still be around and to see my children because Jana knows I've gone through a lot, of surgeries. I've gone through different losses in my life, but still, I keep trying to help somebody else know Jesus.
Yes.
So, but Christmas for us was putting them to bed early, like Jana said.
The only night.
Making a plan. And we were military.
Okay.
So pretty much we were always alone. It was me, myself, and my children, and my husband. So we had to really be intentional about what we were doing. So we would put the tree up. We let them pick the tree. And then we would go and put things on layaway. Probably nobody knows. So that we could afford to give them what they wanted.
Right.
Not only what they needed, to give them what they wanted.
Right.
So we would do that. But I'm going to tell you a funny. One year we were moving from one base to the other in December. Well, the people packed up my children's gift.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, Lord, we don't have the money to buy any more. So what do we do? So I called the moving company, and they broke open a crate
to get my children's toys out. It was like, what are we going to do? They're going to wake up. It's not going to be there.
Right.
So, but God did that. I don't know. He put it on their heart to open a crate.
Wow.
To get the children's toys out.
Yeah, that's a blessing. Yeah.
But, and all of that, trying to make them happy with us being alone again, which we included a lot of friends.
Okay.
So it was buying gifts for the children and letting them know that it's really not all about just gifts. And that's what I thought I was going to have to do that Christmas. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not about gifts because we don't have
any. I should have learned this lesson. Right.
All the kids crying.
It's not about gifts.
Where's Santa?
What happened to Santa?
Right.
But my growing up, we didn't get a lot of gifts. I'm one of 13.
Wow.
So we didn't get a lot of gifts. But my mom had the table covered with food. Mm-hmm. The buffet was covered with food. Mm-hmm. And we got these little gifts. And probably, I don't remember what age, I remember seeing this Santa Claus that we knew. And I found out it was my uncle. Whoa. But it's still, my mom and dad taught us that it was really about Jesus, the birth of Jesus.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. That's wonderful. You know, I hear you share that story, and I just think that, you know, Christmas, we can do this however it fits for your family, and you can still have a wonderful time, you know, and like you said, you know, you all were moving a lot. So if it includes a lot of friends and everything, whatever it is, celebrate, you know, make it special. So for us, our children, Roosevelt and I, our children are teenagers. And so they, you know, that we're past that excitement of, you know, the dolls or whatever the new thing is, it's hard for me to even get them to tell us what they want. Really, what they want is time with friends, and so gift cards is about the best, you know, thing for them so that they can go with their friends and shop and do things like that. So we do other things. We make sure, and Jana and I, we are, like we said at the top of the show, we are musicians. This is a very, very, very busy season. It's a blessing. It is a blessing that we are working. So if you're a musician and you're not working, then it's not good.
We're praying for you.
You know, yes, it's not good. So this is a very, very, very busy season. And so we try to make room and make time for family things. Yes. And we just make it around that, make it around the celebration. And this makes me think also of Valentine's Day, because most people think Valentine's Day is a couple's holiday. Well, in our house, it was always a family holiday. I didn't know Valentine's Day. I had no idea Valentine's Day had anything to do about couples. That wasn't even in my radar till I went to college, and the other single women were like, Carla, why are you smiling? It's Valentine's Day. You're supposed to be in your room with the lights off.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, what? And, you know, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what everything looks like. Make it a celebration however it fits for you. So on Christmas Eve, we have several services that we have to do at church on Christmas Eve. And by the time we get to Christmas Eve, we've done maybe 15 Christmas services throughout the week. And so for us, it is about where can we sit down together and have a quiet meal. And that is the celebration. Yes. We're on our way to a nap. That is the celebration for us. So we just try to make it a celebration. It doesn't matter where we go, where after we finish the last Christmas Eve service. I remember one year it was snowed. During the Christmas Eve service, we still found a place. We found one place that was open. How can we sit down? How can we have a quiet meal together and celebrate, you know, together? Because also, our daughter, Naomi, this is her senior year. Oh. So life, you know, next Christmas, it could look any mm-hmm. kind of way. We don't know what she'll be doing and if she'll be home or not, or if she'll be, you know, off. And we want her to experience life. And we've raised her and we've taught her about the Lord. And so where the Lord leads her, we want her to have Amen. The confidence to follow in that direction. Right. So we don't know what Christmas will look like. But whatever it looks like, we'll try to find a quiet time. That's all we want, a quiet time to sit down and have a meal together. So we want to encourage people, whatever your season is, everybody's season is going to look different. Right. So if you're thinking, my season now doesn't look like what I thought it was going to look like, or it doesn't look like what my parents' season, you know, Christmas season looked like, that's fine. Make your own season.
Exactly. But, you know, I wanted to add, I think, also supporting your family in whatever season. And that support can look completely different. Like, for example, everybody doesn't have musicians in their family or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about just a few years ago, and this may not have been Christmas, it could have been Thanksgiving, but I was on tour. I'm on a tour bus. I'm going, getting old and can't hardly travel anymore. But we all met up in New York City. My mom and all of us. And I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. I've been on this tour bus. I finally catch a flight or whatever, probably some trains, and we all get to my brother's place. And thank goodness that they were gracious enough to let me go in the back and just sleep. And
have a nap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, everybody's up cooking, chopping, dicing, baking, and doing everything. And I was thinking, Lord, please, I just need a nap. Mm-hmm. And they were gracious enough to say, okay, we get this. We're going to let her sleep for a second.
Yes.
That way I could truly be a part of it. Yes. And thank God I didn't have to cook. So thank y'all for that.
Yes.
Amen.
What a blessing.
Amen.
What a blessing. But the Lord is good.
Yes, him all. So, you know. It was good food.
Yes.
And I bet if I was sleepy, I would have chopped a finger or something. So
thank goodness
that, you know, we supported each other. Yes. We were able to be together and just have good family time. And it wasn't about, because I know some people put, well, you have to cook, or you have to do this, or you have to go here. It has to be in the parents' home. Make a celebration wherever you are. Family. Like mm-hmm. this Christmas, we're talking about going to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So who cares? It won't be snow. Well, it won't be snow in Texas anyway. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it won't be the traditional Christmas. But the point is that we're family. We're giving to each other. And that doesn't mean necessarily a physical gift. It can also just be sharing with each other, encouraging one another, loving each other. Now, of course, we said we weren't going to do gifts this Christmas. But somebody
is already shopping.
Has already purchased James Bell. This was the main person. I'm saying, like you saying, Myra. Mm-hmm. we're gonna milk this thing. James Bell.
You are gonna have to pay for this later.
That's okay. We know how y'all work. That's okay.
That is funny.
Well, you're okay. Do as I say. But I know we got to take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
We'll come back and talk about more of these things. And in the break, we're gonna talk about these.
We're gonna talk about the gifts.
She's
okay,
getting.
We'll talk about the gifts in the break. Okay, we'll be right back.
Every heart, every woman. Every heart, every woman. Every heart, every woman.
You're listening to Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host. Thank you so much, Jana, for singing that line of the...
All right.
So we know when we have Jana in the house, y'all.
Sounds good to
Yes. So we're welcoming Jana. We're also welcoming Jana's mom, James Bell. Welcome,
hey, James.
Hi.
Hey, James. And we are also welcoming my mom, founder of Love Ministries. Welcome, Myra.
Hey, Myra.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
We are very familiar today in the show.
Hey, James and Myra.
Right.
Myra and James.
We're trying to say their first names as much as we can, y'all.
They are really pushing it this morning.
Oh, goodness. So so we just talked about the different stages that we are all in and what the holidays mean to us and what Christmas means to us from our own perspectives. Let's talk about loss. This is one of the things that, because like I said, our parents, you know, you and Dad, Mom, you all made everything about family, and so everything was a celebration. Money wasn't the biggest thing, or gift giving wasn't the biggest thing for any holiday. It was that we were together. And James, you said the same thing. It doesn't matter how many gifts you didn't get. The buffet was covered with beautiful food, and that's all you know. You think this is a celebration. So some people are facing even this season going into loss. For us, for Community ISD, we just lived through a great loss for teenagers. So what is your message? You know, what are the things that you keep in your heart and your mind as you go into the season? Because it really doesn't matter. We said it doesn't matter what the loss is. It could be a dog. It could be a mother. It could be a grandmother. It could be a husband. It could be a child. You know, it could be. We also had the tornadoes that came through the Dallas area. So it could be your looking at the holidays and you're not in your home. The roof is off of your home. So it could be all kind of, you know, different types of loss. Myra, let's start with you. What is your message for people who are living through the holiday season? I want to say living through, because that's what we want to encourage people to do, to live through the holiday season with loss.
I would say that the most important thing is to share with someone else. We have a line dancer who just lost his wife. And she used to dance with us, had been sick for a while. And so now we're surrounding him with love and our presence. Just being with him to keep him happy and laughing, dancing, just whatever, to help him through this season. So I think no matter what the loss is, if we can share with someone else, maybe if you can get with some others and volunteer at a homeless ministry or something, just doing something to take the emphasis off of your loss and how you can help someone else. Jana had mentioned the loss of a dog. Well, I have another loss that may not be important to other people, but it was important to me. The tornado came through. We lost one of our big oak trees. And in a way, God blessed us. It didn't fall on the house and hurt us. It fell over on another tree, but it had to be chopped down. So I was thinking, that was a tree that I love to decorate,
put the lights
have a lot of lights in it, and so now it's gone. But to me, that's a loss, and so I'll concentrate on another tree and just move along and know that God is watching over us. He's still good, and so even in loss, we can look for the blessings, how God has kept us and watched over us.
I'm glad you said that, because I'm sure a lot of people are thinking it's only a loss when it's your parent or when it's your child. But like I said, when our dog died a few years ago, I didn't think that I would feel what I felt, but it was a part of the family. It was shocking, and you know, you realize with these traditions, like you said, you were used to decorating that tree. So a loss is a loss. Whatever your loss, your feelings are valid. And that's just what I want someone to know, that your feelings are valid. It's okay. You have to grieve the loss of whatever you're going through. And just also remembering to encourage your friends who are going through the loss. Like, I could see someone going, oh, it's just a tree. But no, like you said, that meant something to you. So give people space and room to feel whatever they feel, because all these things are connected to something else. Who knows? Maybe as a kid, there's pictures under that tree. Maybe the last time you saw a neighbor was next to that tree. Like, we don't know what's tied into everything. But like you said, encouraging people going, volunteer, not just throwing money at situations, but being there and being able to be silent in it. Like, sometimes you may just need to sit with a friend and cry with them, or sit quietly with them, or just let them babble on about what they're going through. So, you know, just remembering that everybody's loss is valid.
That's good.
So, James, let's get to you next. What is your message? What's on your heart and your mind about people who are living through the holiday season with loss?
Well, I can probably tell you about myself, because we have had one particular year, we had like three funerals in the family that was close. It was within a year, right, Jana? My husband, my mother, and my sister. And it was like, oh, God, how do I get through this?
Right.
But I also had, I knew that I had my children. And they were always there supporting mom. They were going to be there if it's, you know what, I'm going to give up everything that I'm doing because I need to be there. As a matter of fact, my son said, oh, please, God, don't let anything else happen. And he said, God gave us a year, so that was the year that we should just concentrate on. He gave us one good year to get ready for the next. But I do have a sister that whatever I'm going through, she's there. And I can, I don't even have to call her. Jana will call her or somebody, and she's there. And I can always lean on her. And when the children say, Mama, we're going to get through this, I was like, we will. But I also called my sister because I knew I had to lean on her. So just have someone that you can depend on, someone that would just hug you and let you be you during these times. And know that God, he's got it. He have it. He have it. We just have to depend on him. And we will get through. It's going to be a sad time. As a matter of fact, I think during the holidays, I do. I drum up all these thoughts. But I know that I have these children that I can tell, we're going to Hawaii. We're going to be with each other. And just being there with each other is going to make things a lot better.
Yeah, I like that. You know, we have to validate our feelings. You know, you cannot deny what you feel during this season and give yourself permission to feel that. It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to go through this holiday season and say, I'm going to be on 10 every minute of the day. You're not going to be ten. You may not be in that season.
You're going to be annoying.
You're right. Because it'll probably be a fake ten. You know, everybody will say, sit down.
Please go down to three. Yes.
Yeah. So, so be, you know, feel like you feel. And I do something, and we, I always say that I follow Dr. Caroline Leaf, and she's a Christian neuroscientist, and she has this great program to help you to renew your mind. It's really just scripture, just renewing your mind. One of the things that she will say is to physically write down some things that you are thankful for. Don't just think them. Go ahead and write them down. And you can write them down and read them back to yourself. And you can do that every day. And even throughout the day, when you're having a time when you're not feeling is happy and you're not feeling like I'm going to make it through this day, go back and look at the things that you are thankful for and help to renew your mind. And that really does help. And we can't forget people in our lives who are experiencing loss. We can't forget them. We can't be scared to reach out to them. Like Jana says, you don't have to have the magic words.
Yes.
Call and say hello. That is probably the magic word. Mm-hmm. Just somebody, just, you know, them knowing somebody's thinking about me. They didn't forget me, you know, this holiday season. They just called to say hello. They just put a card in the mail, you know, that said thinking of you, you know. You know, so those types of things we have to remember. Just don't be scared to reach out to people. I'm never scared to reach out to people because I know it's not me, it's the Holy Spirit. What I really want is the Holy Spirit to speak to them. So I'll call with zero things to say, you know?
that just made me think, because I know, because of course, Carla and I are good friends. And so sometimes I'll just call her, and whether she wants to hear it or not, I'll be like, hey, what's going on? You read your Bible today? You know, we're just helping each other.
Yes.
We're holding each other accountable. Yes, and I know that may get annoying sometimes. That may be like, I don't feel like saying this, or maybe I didn't read, so I don't want to answer or whatever. But it just made me think about the scripture when the friends carried the man to Jesus and they broke the roof open.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have a clue if that man was on that mat saying, I don't want to go.
Right.
We don't know if he was happy to go. We don't know if, what if he was, you know, couldn't talk? What if he had an annoying laugh? You know what I'm saying? What if he was just doing a lot? What if he didn't smell well? What if, you know, we don't know the situation, but they decided to carry him through everything, no matter what. And they could have easily got to the house and said, oh, it's crowded, let's just go back. But they pressed on. And real friends, they pressed on and they said, we're going to get you to Jesus. We love you enough, no matter what you're saying or not saying, that we're going to break this roof open, which is amazing because y'all just tearing up somebody's house.
But right.
That's a whole nother story.
Right.
But they went through and they tore the roof off and they lowered him to Jesus. So much faith that when your faith interrupts God and he's like, I got to stop and look at what my children are doing, because your faith has pushed through. It's pushed through the crowds and you've brought your friend. And because of the friend's faith, this man was healed. Not because this man came or even asked, but because of the friend's faith. So remembering that, to pull your friends along. Who cares if they're saying anything? Who cares if they're not? Love them enough, especially in this holiday season. I mean, through the whole year, but especially in this holiday season. Drag them. Get those corners. Pull them through. No matter what, take them. Go through. You know, it wasn't easy. Like I said, press through the crowds. Do whatever. Love on someone. Help them get to Jesus. Because, again, because of their faith, he not only received Jesus, but his life got changed. He got healed. So push through. Love those friends.
That
pull
is
me through, Carla.
Yeah.
Drag me.
Yes, she
does.
You know,
and I'm grateful.
You know, it doesn't bother me when you call, because just probably when you called me yesterday, and I was working, I was doing all this, I had all this stuff, I was hustling yesterday. But then I got a call from someone else, and they said that they, you know, mentally they just weren't in a good space. You know, they were just saying, I'm not on top of it, I'm not doing the right things, and it's affecting my health. And so I told them, I said, well, Jana, I just hung up with Jana, and she'll call and she'll say, what scriptures did you read? You know, tell me what you read today. And I this person said, okay, I need to get someone to call me to make sure I'm doing it, because it, you know, they were saying it's affecting my health. Like, I have to start being disciplined with the quiet time. So that's
the thing.
That's
it wasn't that I was doing it because I'm so great. Listen, I'm a hot mess. Thank you, Lord.
We
I tell
are.
Carla all the time, God loves me so much because he let us be friends. I don't know why he gave me Jesus' little sister as a friend, but I thank him. But the reason I do it is not because I'm so spiritually grounded and I'm so great and I need to fix Carla. No, it's what I need. So as opposed to waiting, like, I can't find anybody. Nobody's calling, checking on me. Which is what we do. Like, people's like, get a friend, because that's not the easiest thing. Be a friend.
Right.
Yeah. Show yourself friendly. Right. So I said, hey, I need Carla to hold me accountable. So, hey, Carla, what are you doing?
There you
because
go.
She's going to in turn turn around and ask me.
Right.
And then we're holding each other accountable. Right. So if you need something, go be that something.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah, that's really good. And the other thing I was thinking from our conversation here, now is the best time to go to church, isn't it? Like, there are going to be so many extra services all of the churches around. And a lot of times, especially the larger churches on Christmas Eve and leading up to Christmas, will have, I don't know, all these different types of services. So if you just want a music service, if you just want to sit there and take in music and just sit in the presence of the Lord, look up, you know, get on the internet and search around and see who's just doing music. If you just want a teaching service, figure out who's just doing a teaching service. Yeah. A lot of times on Christmas Eve, the services during the day have lots of seats available. Mm-hmm. You could go in there and just sit down in a seat, take in the presence of the Lord, take in a great sermon to lift your spirit, you know. And so now is the best time to get into church. So I want to encourage people, like you said, if you are, if you know someone needs a friend, get them.
Be that friend.
Get them.
And drag them.
Drag them on up to church and say, we're going to go to the 2 o'clock, you know, service or whatnot.
Right,
you know,
I don't feel like it. I got to work. You can come. Come on.
Right.
It's okay.
Go pick them up and then tell them you'll get them a coffee afterwards or whatnot.
Something. Whatever it takes. Do what you got to do. Get them there.
Yes. Go ahead and take them. So let's talk about some of our traditions that we've started doing in our families, because sometimes people are thinking, okay, I don't have a lot of money, I haven't put a lot of planning into this, that's okay, you know, what are some things that I can just quickly do as a family tradition? James, let's start with you.
Okay, our tradition, like I said earlier, was for us to be together.
Yes.
Because that's the way it was.
Right.
I mean, I married a military man. I wasn't going to be home with my family a lot. So it was us. So I had to make sure that I made Christmas extra special for them.
Mm-hmm.
So buying gifts is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But having someone there that love you and care for you is much better.
Yes.
I tell them all the time, you don't have to buy me a gift. They do. But
I wish we would show up at Christmas without a gift. I wish we would. We tried to pretend one Christmas like she didn't have any gift in the face. Of course we did.
It worked too well, huh?
She was looking like, oh, I'm fine. Please. Well, she knew we did. We can't help it.
Well, most of all, like I said, it's just being together.
Yes.
Family.
Yes.
Somebody. Being there for somebody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if I have a friend or something that needs something, I try to do that before Christmas so that I can spend the time with my family.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Presents. Yeah.
But now, because my sister,
presents.
We call her the captain. We let her run it.
Yes. Okay.
We have to now all wear matching pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've started that in our family.
It's hilarious. Have you?
Mm-hmm.
And Roosevelt is good.
No, everybody hates it but me.
Well, that's good then, because at first I don't think we hated it, but it was kind of like, are you sure? Like, you know, we 50 and 40, and we're going to have on onesies? Like, what? Are you sure? Like, who going to fit this? Like, where you going to find enough to fit all of us?
Right.
And
but it's a challenge.
And my brother is fashionista, so yes. I was like, Lord, if you could get him to wear this.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you do the pajama thing, it's a challenge because we are, so I have to go, and it takes planning for us, and I already have my concept for this year, because I have to do it backwards. I have to find Roosevelt's size, my husband's Roosevelt size first, and then I have to match our pajamas to it. What I can find for him. And now my son, he's about to get into the problem stage because he's just growing straight up, you know. So, it takes coordination. So, Sue Bell, keep on with the fight.
Girl, don't you support it, Sue Bell?
I support it. But Carla, we sit around with these pajamas on and everybody around the tree. Mm-hmm. And, okay, it's your turn, Jana. You get to give somebody a gift. Mm-hmm. And it takes a couple hours or so for us to get around to everybody.
Right.
And it's like, surprise!
Yes. That's hilarious. Especially my sister, because she's like, I'm the loud one. I talk. I'm always on 10. But when she's in those moments, she's on 10. Mm-hmm. Like, we have never received a gift in our life. She's like, yay, look at this. Open this gift. And it could be sheets. Like, and really, like, one year I wanted some new sheets. And she was like, look at your sheets. Okay, well, you know what? Now I'm more excited about these sheets. I'm
right,
gonna put them on
because she's excited.
Because it's infectious. And even though, like we said, the pajamas at first was like, what?
Right.
But now it's a cute thing. We expect it. We look forward to the pictures.
Yes.
And I'm praying because you got teenagers. So teenagers,
you're
trying to get them in pajamas, God bless you.
We're good at our house. Everybody's excited. I wanted to say, I know we're running out of time. Because you have a tradition that you want to share. Can you share it really quickly?
Fast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's fairly short.
Okay.
One of the things that we do, two things we do. One is that we gather together and gives everybody a chance to pray.
Yes.
And I love to hear the grandkids pray.
Yes.
Because that blesses me and it gives the parents a chance to hear their children pray.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that. And then the big thing is singing. You know, Arlington gets on the piano, and we'll sing Christmas carols and other things.
Yes.
But we love to sing.
Yes.
So I look forward to those two things for sure.
Yeah.
Every
That's
Christmas.
Good. That's good. And you know what? A lady also showed me one time about going to the dollar store and getting the flowers, the Christmas flowers, and then she put glue on there and put I'm not gonna say confetti. What's the stuff? The glitter. She put glitter on there and made these flowers look beautiful and like decorated her tree. And so that started me with wanting to do stuff, you know, DIY things that don't cost that much money. You go to the dollar store, get some stuff and make it look cute and decorate your house. So you don't have to have a lot of money.
No, I hear
from what we're saying there, your presence, being together, you know, is a wonderful thing. Praying out loud, singing together, just having a good time, you know, that's the thing. And taking your friends. Take people along with you, people who are experiencing loss. Go ahead and take them along with you.
Yes. Before our grandchildren became teenagers, Carla, you remember, they used to prepare shows for us.
Yes.
They would get together in the back and put their show together.
Yes.
Then they come out and present it.
Mm-hmm.
I miss that.
Yeah.
I might talk to them about
it. Get the teenagers to do
a
show.
Presentation this Christmas.
That is
Naomi
wonderful.
Roosevelt, get it together.
Right. That is wonderful. Well, you all, thank you so much for being here, for encouraging our listeners, for sharing your Christmas traditions. I truly appreciate your time and appreciate you coming on Every Heart, Every Woman Radio. I want to let everyone know that our program is sponsored through Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out all of the information about Love Ministries from their website. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org. Also, go to my website, carlanivens.com. You can get the information about my book, True Leaders with Heart. You can get that book and give it as Christmas gifts, encourage someone. And so, everyone, I want you to have a wonderful week. We will see you back here next week.
Every heart, every woman. Every heart, every woman.
Mm-hmm.